and treating our crazy one episode at a time. We all have crazy in our lives. The thing that sets us apart is how we deal with it. And I've got you covered. Enjoy your journey. You are worth it. Visit SusanDenee.com. That's DENEE.com.
Have you been on life's roller coaster trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, Lee, Yvonne in the Realm of Being.
Welcome to Transformation with Martinet, Conquer Everything and Compromise Nothing. This show brings you real, raw, and vulnerable conversations. If you have never liked small talk and have been on a personal growth journey for a long time, stay tuned as Martinet and her guests share empowering stories. Now is the time to own your past and look toward your future with hope. Believe in your dreams, and all that you want to achieve is possible. Transformation Coach Martinet helps you accept and love you for you. It's time to listen to your heart and tap into your unlimited potential. You have the answers you need inside. Sometimes you just need the right guide to help allow transformation to happen. Transformation with Martinet starts now.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Transformation with Martinet. This is where we conquer everything and compromise nothing. I'm really excited about today's show. First off, for those of you who are unfamiliar with my show, I'm all about hope and overcoming and just the resilience of the human spirit. The show is every Friday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. And again, like I said, I want to bring people to you each week that have a powerful story that can show you that no matter what's going on in your life, you can get through it. I will be vulnerable enough to say that my life right now is painful. There's a lot going on that is just, God, it hurts my mama heart. And there's just a lot. And, you know, we all go through these seasons where there's a lot of hurt. And I know with just the life that I've led and things that have gone on is it is a season. And Maya Angelou is quoted with this and Les Brown and all a little bit different, but you can park for a while. You need to get in there. You need to feel the feelings. You need to sit with things. And then you need to get the car and drive again and go. And there's always, it doesn't matter what's going on. And I am honestly saying here that there's been stuff that I'm not sure how I got through it, but I did. There's always beauty. There is, whether it's a flower that's outside my office right now, whether there's fall colors coming in or whatever's going on, there always is something good. So keep that in mind with you. My guest today has a really powerful story that, wow, you know, I can't imagine it. And she's an amazing human. Welcome, Brisa Alfaro.
Thank you. Hi, everybody.
Welcome. I'm happy to have you. Got a little emotional just thinking about it. You do have an amazing story. And there's so many people just since I met you and people that have, you know, come into my circle just because I've met you that, I mean, they just love you and they are cheering you on and you are just going to be an amazing vessel to help others move forward just with your story alone and just the human that you are. You're a loving, beautiful presence. So tell us your story.
Oh my gosh. Thank you for those beautiful words.
Absolutely.
I receive that and I don't receive it lightly. So I know you interview a lot of different people and you meet a lot of different people. And for you to say that to me, I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Absolutely. I mean, every one of it.
Thank you. Well, yeah, you know, when I was listening to your intro, I relate to that so much. I resonate with everything you were saying because you're right. There are different seasons in our life that we go through. And mm-hmm. when we're going through them, we don't understand in the moment, like, why are we going through this? Why now? Why this? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Why does this have to happen? Why does it have to be so hard? And the end of this situation doesn't feel any close to us. So we just feel like we're in this in this journey and we're alone and nobody understands and are we ever going to get out? Mm-hmm. And I resonate so much with that because about 10 years ago, I was feeling those same feelings. I was 32 years old, mm-hmm. living the life of my dreams, traveling all over the country, mm-hmm. working in the beauty industry.
Yeah.
What could go wrong, right? I was doing everything. And that's usually when something goes wrong, when right. you say that. What could go wrong? It mm-hmm. does. So I was not expecting to end up in a New York City hospital, mm-hmm. faced with a less than 1% chance to survive. So I had a stroke mm-hmm. at 32 years old. Yeah. So most people that have strokes, it affects a certain side of their body, the left side or the right side. Yeah. Mine happened in the middle. So it affected both sides. It knocked both sides out. Mm-hmm. So I was awake and aware of what was happening, mm-hmm. but I couldn't communicate because I had developed something called locked-in syndrome. I was locked in my body.
Yeah,
I could hear everyone speaking around me, talking about me, but I couldn't communicate with them or anybody. I couldn't even communicate with my body to tell it to move or talk or move my fingers or any. There was no sign to show my family and friends that there was still life in me. Mm-hmm. All I could do was open my eyes eventually. And I was very confused as to why something like this would happen to me because mm-hmm. I was busy. I had things to do. I had a life. I did not have time for any of this. Mm-hmm. And listening to my doctors describe what my future was going to look like, it did something to me where I started to realize, like, am I going to allow these other people to form their decisions on what the rest of my life is going to look like? Mm-hmm. Or am I going to let that be my decision? Although it looked like there was no hope. There was less than 5 cases per year worldwide. I had a less than 1% chance. I'm laying there and they're basically telling my family to come bring my family to the hospital to come say goodbye to me.
Yeah.
Listening to these doctors prescribe my fate enraged me mm-hmm. because I wanted to make that decision. I wanted to be able to decide mm-hmm. if it was time or not. And during that time, I think my frustration was working for me because I was searching for a sign to be able to show my family, a sign that I was still in my body, to not give up on me, to not believe the odds, the statistics, to not believe in all of that, to believe mm-hmm. in me.
Yes. Yes.
And my mom did a lot of unconventional things when I was in the hospital. I mean, she would touch certain parts of my body and say, I'm touching your forehead, Brisa. Can you feel that I'm touching your forehead? I don't know how she knew that I wasn't aware of my body. I didn't know what I was feeling, but she, for some reason, knew that. Yeah. She also did something else for me. She played an audiobook. She played many audiobooks, but one that she played for me was, it focused on the power of belief. I don't know if your listeners have heard of The Secret.
Absolutely. This is Transformation Talk Radio. It's, yeah, definitely. Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So she played The Secret for me. I was listening to that audio. And in that audio, I heard the voice of a woman by the name of Lisa Nichols. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Rockstar woman.
Yes. Amazing.
Yes, she is. Yep.
She said, and I felt like she was speaking to me directly.
Yeah.
She said, the first step is to ask. Make a command to the universe. Let the universe know what you want. Because the universe responds to your thoughts. Thoughts were all I had at this point. So I started thinking, if I clean up my thoughts, instead of thinking, how could this happen to me? Why me? Right. If I start cleaning it up and just think of what I want, what do I want? Well, I want to recover. I want to live a life again. I want to be able to hug my mom. I want to speak. I just want to breathe and natural air. I want to do all these things. So why don't I focus on what I want? And so that's what I did. I focused on complete healing and everything I wanted in my life, what I wanted to create. I focused on nothing negative. So it didn't matter if a doctor came into the room and spoke negativity about me. And it, in his eyes, it wasn't negativity. In his eyes, it was factual, right? In his eyes and everything he studied, these are the facts. Your daughter has locked-in syndrome. This is it. At best, you'll get eye movement. But she's going to be like this for the rest of her life. Again, that was what he knew, but I knew that I had something more inside of me. And I just changed my thoughts completely to what I wanted to create. And I focused on one thing. I wanted to show my mom a sign that I was still in my body. And that was the one thing I focused on. And I tried and I tried. And I finally flickered my pinky. And my mom saw that pinky movement. And she was like, are you moving? Are you moving? And I did. I moved again. And she was like, oh my God, can you hear me? I moved my pinky again. And she was like, you are. She was so excited. She ran to tell the doctors, my daughter's moving. She's moving on command. Go check her. And they were not as excited as she was. And they mentioned, sorry, ma'am, I know you want to believe it, but those movements are involuntary. All that hard work. For them to call it involuntary.
Right. Oh, defeating.
So I realized that I needed to work harder. I needed to make a way to show not just my mom. I needed to find the strength inside of me to show them too. But this time, when she made sure that they went back in there to check me, because she wasn't going to give up on, she's a stubborn Latin mama. She made sure that they
went. That's right. Mama bear.
Yeah, she's a very strong mama bear. So she made sure they came back in and to check me. And they're holding up my hand and they're asking me, okay, your mom says you're moving. You're moving on command. Let's see. Well, now I was tired. And it was really hard for me. And I couldn't do it. And I think that a lot of times when people around you are thinking negatively and putting that on you, you start to believe it.
That energy even probably in the room, right?
It was the energy in the room. I needed to shift the energy. Not just the room, but also myself, because I started to believe it too. So So little by little, I started to believe in myself again.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't easy when everyone around you is telling you you can't do it. It's hard to go against the grain.
Yeah,
it's hard to believe in yourself and what's possible for mm-hmm. you when everyone in the room is telling you it's not possible.
Right. So why don't we take a short break? And then I know that you had success here. So let's take a short break, and then we'll come back and talk about how, yeah, you blew their minds.
Yes, I can't wait.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. We'll be back in just a moment.
Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martinet.
The 'Cause It's Easy approach is an easier path in making your life simple. No matter what trauma you may have experienced in your life, you can feel positive, confident, and learn to laugh and have fun again. Coach Easy is an empowered empath and believes that having God in your life is the key to giving you the courage to chase those demons right out of there. Learn to set boundaries, be whoever you want, and do whatever you want without worrying what anyone else thinks. The best is yet to come. Let Coach Easy show you the easy way there. Visit 'causeitseasy.com.
Get ready to step into a level of self-worth never before experienced on The Om Show with Tanya Butson. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You will shift from longing to creating to discover that there is something better. You will never settle for being in a state of perpetual darkness again. For more information and to connect with Tanya, visit organicallymeta.ca.
Designing Purpose, your guide to finding and pursuing the career you were meant for, with me, your host, Brooke Kretz, airing every second and fourth Thursday at 3:30 p.m. Pacific Time, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time. What if it were possible to leave the job you hate and pursue the career venture you were meant for while still earning the income you need? If you are curious about how I can support you, visit www.thepurposefulpractice.com.
Does your life often feel like an emotional tsunami where rogue waves crash down on you, leaving you feeling hopeless and wondering if it will ever end? Do you wish to awaken the dormant strength inside of you? Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Start today by scheduling a complimentary consultation with Martinet. Dive into your healing journey and begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and make your appointment today.
Welcome back, everyone, to Transformation with Martinet, where we conquer everything and compromise nothing. My guest today is Brisa Alfaro, and she's got an amazing story. We've been talking about her and how she had a stroke. And I think you said it was like only 5% of the population this happens to.
And five cases.
And I can't imagine being trapped in my own body, not being able to communicate it. Actually, I am somebody who loves medical shows. And I've heard, you know, it's a show, but I know it's based on fact. I've heard my brother used to work in the ER, so I do know that these things happen where even like people will have surgeries and they will be given anesthesia and it doesn't take.
Mm-hmm.
And actually being awake and feeling all the pain that's actually going on, can you imagine?
Mm-mm.
And no. I can't imagine just even where you were trying to fight for someone to know that, hey, I'm here,
mm-hmm.
you know, so you got a powerful mama that stood up for you and you communicated with her, and then she brings the doctors back in and you're ready to go.
Yeah, it was, prove. You're right. My mom was the ultimate mama bear, and she got them back in that hospital room to check me again. And so now at this point, all the doctors are surrounding my bed. And okay, Brisa, your mother says you're moving. Show us a sign. Show us a sign that you're still in your body. That you could hear us.
Yeah.
Well, I would say, imagine it was like a energy beam coming from your brain, passing the barricade that's your brain stem, traveling down through your arm, passing your elbow, and now stalling at the wrist. That's what was happening to me. I was stalling. And as much as they were asking me to move, I couldn't do it. I was tired. I was doubting myself. It was frustrating. But once I heard one of the doctors say, I think she's trying. When he said that, it reminded me that I was trying and to keep trying. It reminded me of the power that I had within myself and the will that I was fighting to stay alive and to show my family that I'm okay and to live my life. I was fighting. So I was able to make that connection, and immediately my life started flashing before my eyes. And I realized I needed to show them again. And I flickered my pinky one more time for those doctors. Now everybody's in the room and they see my pinky move. The room erupted. The doctors were excited. My mom, my family, everybody. It was almost like, okay, now I went from not gonna make it to now it's a recovery. From a little pinky move. Well, that pinky move, because it turned into a recovery, now they were working on me with moving more parts of my body. So now I was able, that pinky move stemmed to moving my hand. And then after I started moving my hand, my arm, the rest of my body, the right side of my body, my left side came back months later, but it did come back. I'm not saying that my recovery was simple by any means. It's been 10 years. But it all started with the flicker of my pinky. And I realize now, just with that alone, the fact that my recovery started with a pinky move. Every time my backup is against the wall and I'm thinking, I can't do this anymore, I have to think, no, you just need to make a pinky move. You just need to make a pinky move. If you can do that, then what else can you do? Because one thing will lead to another, will lead to another. And it starts opening all these doors and you start to realize, I can do this. Even the hardest moments, if you focus on the little micro movements that you're doing, that's positively going in the right direction that you want to go, and you keep focusing on those and you keep adding them, eventually they're going to compound into something beautiful and you will transform. And I think that so many of us walk around with our goals and dreams, but our actions are not big enough for us to celebrate yet. And as a result of that, when we don't celebrate it, it doesn't get repeated. And when you celebrate something, it gets repeated. So Because you're telling your mind that this is a positive thing and this is what you want.
Yeah.
And so if you keep looking at the little progress that you're making is not enough, you're never going to get more. You got to celebrate your little victories.
Absolutely.
Your wins, because that's when we win more.
Yeah.
And it's hard. It's not always easy, because it doesn't always, our victories don't always look like the way we want them to look like. I mean, trust me, I wanted to get up and walk out of the hospital right away. I knew I didn't belong there, and I wanted to get up and just walk out, but I couldn't do that. I first had to move my pinky and then my hand. I couldn't just get up and walk, right?
Yeah.
That's what we want. We want to get up and run, whether it be
absolutely
in our relationships, in life in general, in everything, in our recoveries, in anything that you're battling. We want to just go from A to Z right away. Well, we don't realize we need to go on this journey to be able to get to the other side.
Yeah.
But I think that when we look at the whole picture, it looks too big. It looks impossible. It looks too hard, too big of a mountain to climb. So we don't even take a step. And that's all we need to do.
Just
take a step. One step in the right direction.
Yeah.
Celebrate that step and then make another step. Think of a baby. When a baby how to walk. We never look at that baby after it fell a few times and go, oh my God, you're never going to learn how to walk.
Right.
Do that.
Of course
not. We celebrate. When they fall after taking one or two steps, what do we all do?
Encourage them.
We encourage them. Yep. You did it. Get back up. Come on. We don't do that to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We don't. When we fall, we don't tell ourselves just another step. Get back up. Get back up. You've never met a full grown human that decided never to walk because it was too hard, because they kept falling. They fell one too many times and they decided, you know what? Walking isn't for me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'm going to walk because I just kept falling. So I just decided I'm not going to try anymore.
Right.
You keep trying until you get it, right?
Yep.
Why do we stop doing that as adults? We stop.
That's the thing, right? I mean, I think sometimes like things that you're going along and you make some strides and hopefully you are celebrating them. And then it's like, sometimes like, I'm not even sure I kind of want this direction anymore. And you might pivot a little bit and that's okay. And then you take some more steps in then this direction. And maybe it's just more steps, or maybe there's another pivot. But we got to just keep taking those steps every day. And as Lisa, one of our mentors here, says, it's even a needlepoint move, whatever, however you want to call it, needlepoint move, micro move, pinky move, whatever it is, take that step.
Yeah, just keep going. As long as it's in the positive direction where you want to end up, if you stop, you guarantee yourself never to make it.
Exactly.
But if you keep going, no matter how small the progress is, you're making progress.
Yeah.
Just don't stop.
Don't stop. And don't worry about your time frame.
Don't worry about your time frame. Don't worry about what other people think.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about the odds, statistics. Mm-hmm. You make your own odds. You make your own statistics.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if there are some people that have done more with less, why can't that be you?
Right. Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. A lot of times it's like, I think like, you know, my kids are 24, 22 and 18. And sometimes it's like, God, you know, who's going to take me seriously? I'm too young. And then me being 50 years old, it's like, well, shoot, maybe I'm too old. You're never too young or too old.
That's
if something is in your heart, you need to go for it.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I mean,
that step.
I mean, just as an example, I never thought that I would be standing on stages or being on podcasts or radio shows or any of that. sharing my story.
Yeah.
One, because I still am battling a brain injury.
Mm-hmm.
And two, because I just didn't think that something like that was for me in the beginning. I thought, well, that might be too hard, but you know what? I did it anyways. And I thought, you know, if I show up and I do it wrong and I mess up, I'm human and people will forgive me for that. And if anything, it'll inspire them to do the thing that they thought they could never do.
That right there.
Right?
That right there.
Because I think a lot of us get so caught up in our minds and mm-hmm. we start to put these limiting beliefs on ourselves. Like, I could never do that, or I can never do this. And, mm-hmm. and as a result of that, we don't even try. And had we tried, we never know how good we might be. You know, absolutely. How many lives we can transform absolutely. Just for showing up as our authentic selves. Maybe it's not 100% in your eyes, but it is in others, right? Mm-hmm. Like for sure. me, is it perfect? No. But is it helping other people? Yes. So it's perfect for them.
Absolutely.
Right.
And if we don't do it, regret, right? That's far worse.
Yes.
Then how you may mess up or not be perfect in your eyes or whatever the case. But, you know, like you just said, what life may you be transforming? That's mm-hmm. the biggest thing right there. Our stories are really not for us anyway. No. They're for somebody else.
Yes, yeah. I absolutely
believe. So we're going to take a quick break again, but where can everybody find you, Brisa?
So you can visit me at pinkymoves.com or you can find my social media at Brisa Alfaro. _Brisa_Alfaro_ on IG or Facebook. You could just find me on Brisa Alfaro, but
absolutely. Pinky Moves. And there's all your social medias out there, but still it's nice for you, you know, you to share it yourself. So we'll be right back, everyone, with more of Brisa's story. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martinet.
Because It's Easy approach is an easier path in making your life simple. No matter what trauma you may have experienced in your life, you can feel positive, confident, and learn to laugh and have fun again. Coach Easy is an empowered empath and believes that having God in your life is the key to giving you the courage to chase those demons right out of there. Learn to set boundaries, be whoever you want, and do whatever you want without worrying what anyone else thinks. The best is yet to come. Let Coach Easy show you the easy way there. Visit causeitseasy.com.
Get ready to step into a level of self-worth never before experienced on The Om Show with Tanya Butson. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You will shift from longing to creating to discover that there is something better. You will never settle for being in a state of perpetual darkness again. For more information and to connect with Tanya, visit organicallymeta.ca.
Designing Purpose, your guide to finding and pursuing the career you were meant for, with me, your host, Brooke Kretz, airing every second and fourth Thursday at 3:30 p.m. Pacific Time, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time. What if it were possible to leave the job you hate and pursue the career venture you were meant for while still earning the income you need? If you are curious about how I can support you, visit www.thepurposefulpractice.com.
Does your life often feel like an emotional tsunami where rogue waves crash down on you, leaving you feeling hopeless and wondering if it will ever end? Do you wish to awaken the dormant strength inside of you? Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Start today by scheduling a complimentary consultation with Martinet. dive into your healing journey, and begin to see your life in a new light. Visit martineemmons.com and make your appointment today.
Welcome, welcome back, everyone, to Transformation with Martine, where we conquer everything and compromise nothing. We've been having a great show. My guest today is Brisa Alfaro, and we've been talking about her story of, wow, just being trapped inside and trying to communicate with her family and doctors that, hey, I'm here. Let me show you. And, you know, and her mom just being an advocate and fighting for her to, for the doctors to see what she's seeing, which is just a pinky small move that, hey, my girl is here. That is quite the story. So on break, we've just been, you know, kind of talking about different things. And she mentioned being on the doctor's show. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I was fortunate enough to be invited to share my story on the doctor's TV show.
And how did they find you?
I don't even know.
Oh, okay.
I guess because it is a rare stroke that right. I survived. So maybe that's why. Less, as I said earlier, there's less than 5 cases of locked-in syndrome per year worldwide. Mm-hmm. And even less than half of those that survived to my degree.
Right.
And for them to have somebody on the stage to talk about my experience, I think that it resonated with a lot of people. And as a result of that, I get to work with a lot of locked-in syndrome survivors and families and share hope with people.
Yeah.
And it was an amazing experience. And I was trying not to be too nervous, and it wasn't even so much nervous around the, being on national television, just being next to Dr. Travis. I was like, hey.
Oh God, I would be the same. Absolutely. Yeah, he is so darn good looking. Oh my God. But I'm sure he gets that a lot.
It was, So I've had a lot of great experiences, like a doctor's TV show, and I've been featured in magazines, Women's World Magazine, the Washington Post, and the Sun, and I can't think of off the top of my head, Daily Mail, all these different news entities. And in the beginning, it used to, I was kind of confused as to why me? Again, now it's in a different perspective. Before it was, why me? Why did this have to happen to me when I was struggling with locked-in syndrome? Mm-hmm. Now I was struggling my own limiting beliefs. Again, it is, in this time it was like, why me? Why do they want me? There's so many, you know, better people out there. Even when I get invited to share my story on certain stages, I struggle with that every once in a while. And I think, why do they want me? Like, there's so many professional speakers out there and that are amazing. And here I am sharing my story and hoping to inspire people, but I am not on their level. And then I start to allow these limiting beliefs to enter my mind. And I have to press pause on them. Imagine when we are going through these shifts in our lives where we're chasing the thing that we really, really want, we have to learn how to press pause and play in our mind.
Mm-hmm.
Those limiting beliefs and those negative conversations are going to be happening. They're going to come up. The doubt, the worry, the frustration, that's all going to come up. Mm-hmm. And we have to allow it to come in. Don't try to suppress it, because that is just going to come up another way.
Yeah.
Allow it to come up. Listen to it. Okay. Thank you for that information. Now I'm going to press pause on you, and I'm going to play on what I want.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for that information. I'm going to press pause, and now I'm going to play on what I want.
Excellent advice.
And then
excellent.
Play on what you want. What mm-hmm. do you want to see? So when I get invited to, you know, these big stages, I mm-hmm. Have to realize, like, Brisa, press play. Press play.
Yeah.
Press play on what you want to see, because mm-hmm. I have big goals and big dreams. Yes. And if I don't do this now, how am I going to get to those big goals and dreams mm-hmm. later? Right? Yeah. We have to activate our goals and dreams by making the little pinky move progress. Mm-hmm. So saying yes to these things now and actively working on making those things happen is going to benefit me to get closer to my big goals, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that that's just what I've been doing for my recovery. And I really express that to my audience, is because mm-hmm. I want them to have the same success. I mean, they may not ever have something like that happen to them, like, you know, locked-in syndrome or right. a stroke or any kind of physical deficit, but mental deficits mm-hmm. are crippling just as well.
Oh, absolutely. Sometimes
people's mental deficits, like what they believe is possible for them, mm-hmm. they might as well be locked in their body.
Absolutely. Oh, I agree with you. I agree with you. You know, I remember when I was diagnosed with stage 3 colon cancer, and when I got the diagnosis, I remember going in, you know, for some testing, and the doctor's like, you're too young for this. It's not, there's no way you're going to have, you know, it's just going to be, I had some tummy issues. Oh, it's IBS. Too young for this. No problem. You know, so we did the test, and he's like, I am so sorry. We still have to run the biopsy, but I'm 99% positive that you're at least stage 3 cancer. And I just tuned out, let my husband get the news. And, the next day I just said, you know what? My kids are young. I'm not going anywhere. And I remember just like looking at pictures of myself, my kids, my husband, and knowing the life that I want to create for them. And it's a lot like what you were saying, like, you know, when you're inside yourself and listening to Lisa on The Secret and all that of what you want. And I remember hearing a story about pretty popular pastor, Joel Osteen. His mom was the same way. His mom was diagnosed with stage 4. Yeah. And I don't know what type, but I don't remember what type cancer, but she did, just like looking at her head, her very healthy self in pictures all around her room. And she made sure that she brought out more pictures, family pictures, and surrounded herself with it, saw her healthy self, and just kept telling herself she was going to make it. I did the same.
Sorry.
And I am a survivor for 8 years now. And I was diagnosed last June. It was a year ago last June with vitiligo. And being Caucasian, you don't see it as well, but there's like an area on my hip where there's just a lot of spotting and discoloration. For anybody who doesn't know, it's a melanin condition where you start losing melanin in parts of your body. And I remember, like, gosh, this was just, I was noticing on my hands, you can kind of see it here.
Yeah.
On my hands, a little bit on my face and other parts. I'm like, what is going on? I was misdiagnosed to begin with. And then after that, I'm like, okay, there's no cure. Oh, this is awful. Like, I need this now too, after everything. And you know, it's like, oh, why me? Come on.
Yes.
But then again, I made a decision. Well, I can make my diet even better. I can get sugar out of my diet. I can use that. I can get phototherapy. And you know what? It's going away.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean I'm cured, but it is going away. You don't see it on me like you used to.
I think
Yeah, just little things, making that decision.
Exactly.
Making those pinky moves to do little things that you're gonna take charge. Like for me, for this anyway, much more healthier diet. I am going to, I've always been an exercise addict, so I do that. But phototherapy and just doing everything I can, little things every day. And even when I like, I don't feel like doing this today. Hey, it's for me. This is for my health. You make that move.
Yeah.
Right.
And they don't have to be big moves. Small pinky moves.
Little.
Make a small decision that will make a big result eventually. I think a lot of people get caught up in the bigness.
Yeah.
Don't worry about that.
Yeah. Just
Small moves will make big results, but they have to be consistent.
Consistent. And we have to, like you said earlier, we have to show the universe, or for me, I'm a God girl, and I got to show God and all the universal powers, you know, that, hey, we are serious, and we've got to tell our brain, let's go.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree.
We can do this. Yeah. We can do this.
Yes, we can. We can. We just have to not give up.
Right.
No matter how hard.
No matter
what circumstances.
Right. Because you're worth it.
Yep.
We're worth it.
We are. We are worth it. And no one should ever tell you or take that away from you.
Mm-mm. Absolutely. And, you know, I often find, especially as I get older now, we all need to lift each other up, but especially us women. You know, all this competition and all this cattiness that I've seen a lot of my life, no more of that stuff. Right. No matter how old we are, how young we are, we all need to boost each other up as women of all ages.
As a collective, I think.
Collective.
And I think when that happens, we become more powerful because we're constantly reminding each other who we really are, who I see, because I see you, Marnay, as being an amazing, powerful woman. And even in your weakest moments, a good friend could lift you up when you really need it.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we need more of that in this world.
We do. Absolutely. Well, we are part of a community that does that. And that's the beautiful thing. I often say on this show, and I'll say it again now, it's like, find a community, get in there, get in with world changers, get in there with high motivational, caring, loving people that will lift you up. Smart people, you know, like they always say, you always get in rooms with people that are smarter than you, you know, learn.
Yes.
They've gone before us.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And, you know, also positive people that believe in the impossible.
Yeah.
I know it sounds crazy, but I mean, having faith is so huge. Mm-hmm. And it's being able to believe in something that you can't see. Mm-hmm. And if somebody else is in your corner, you are much more stronger.
Yeah.
And I think if we surround ourselves with people like that, there's no stopping us.
Absolutely not. Yep. So before we take our final break for our final thoughts, where can people find you?
So pinkymoves.com and also briselfaro.com. If anybody is interested, if anybody has a family member or somebody that has that is struggling through a brain injury, I'd be happy to help them. On my website, I have different modalities and different ways that they can work with me. But either way, I'm actively on social media, so you can find me on social media, Brice Alfaro.
Absolutely. And when we get back, we talk about your book. Everybody can get a copy.
Thank you.
Be back in just a moment. Thank you so much for tuning in, everyone.
Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martinet.
The Cause It's Easy approach is an easier path in making your life simple. No matter what trauma you may have experienced in your life, you can feel positive, confident, and learn to laugh and have fun again. Coach Easy is an empowered empath and believes that having God in your life is the key to giving you the courage to chase those demons right out of there. Learn to set boundaries, be whoever you want, and do whatever you want without worrying what anyone else thinks. The best is yet to come. Let Coach Easy show you the easy way there.
Get ready to step into a level of self-worth never before.
Does your life often feel like it?
Welcome back, everyone, to Transformation with Martinet, where we conquer everything and compromise nothing. My guest today is Brice Alfaro, and we've been talking about her journey of coming back from what do you call it? The syndrome,
Locked-in syndrome.
Man, I cannot imagine actually just being inside my body and not being able to communicate with people. That is amazing. But you are here and you did it. And you told God and the universe what you wanted, and you are here and you are rocking it. And you wrote a book.
I did. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. You know, going back to thinking what is possible for you, mm-hmm. I honestly never thought that something like that would be possible for me mm-hmm. to write a book. And honestly, it wasn't even in my mind until the moment I met Lisa Nichols. Uh-huh. Lisa was such a big part of my recovery that I had to meet her.
Absolutely.
And one day I finally bought a ticket to go see her speak. And I wanted to tell her how much she helped me. And all the people that were in this event, I'm like, oh, wow. I am not going to meet her. There's so many people here. I had no idea that there was going to be so many people there. Mm-hmm. But lucky for me, she asked the room, closing the day, she asked the room if anybody had any questions. And of course, you know, thousands of people raised their hand. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, what are the odds that she's going to pick me, right?
Yeah.
Well, I've survived pretty good odds, so.
Yes, you have.
And she picked me. I was the last person she picked. And I wasn't prepared to tell her my entire story in front of the whole audience, the room, you know. Mm-hmm. But I did. I told her my story and I thanked her for helping me live again. And I had no idea how powerful that my story was, because I had never told it to so many people at once.
Yeah.
She walked off her stage and then walked over to me, gave me a hug, and then turned me around and said, look what you just did.
Yeah.
And turned me around. Gives me chills. Looked at mm-hmm. all of the audience and they were crying. Mm-hmm. It took me back because I didn't understand. Like, I honestly didn't know my story was meant for other people. Mm-hmm. You know, I just thought that it's my story. I didn't really know. But after that moment, I realized I can't sit down on this story. I have to share it. Mm-hmm. And then in that moment, she said, when you write your book, may I write your foreword? Mm-hmm. I wasn't even planning on writing a book. But when she said that, I said, yes, I realized that she believes in me so much that, and sometimes that's what it takes, somebody else to believe in you.
Oh, amen.
And she did. She believed in me. And so I said, okay, I'm going to do it. And I wrote a book. I named it after what I believe everyone is, Limitless. Everyone is limitless, and
absolutely. That's what I named
my book after. And you can find it on Amazon. Yeah. But she wrote the foreword to my book, and it became an international number one bestseller.
Oh yeah!
I mean, so many things in my life, I had no idea that I was capable of these things. But mm-hmm. I've learned that every time we add up our pinky moves, extraordinary things happen.
Yeah.
So why stop now?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Keep going. Oh, yeah. That's got to be just incredible, you know, just the whole way that happened. Because, you know, like you said, there's so many people in the audience. Everybody's raising their hand. She chooses you. And as I told you when we first met was, you know, when I was a single parent, I'd listen to her books, and she's what got me through the single parenthood stage of my life is listening to her books. I go for walks in the morning. My kids would be asleep in the morning and I just walk around the house, you know, just to be able to move. And I would listen to her books and hearing about, you know, Perangelani and the beanie and weenie nights and the little cooking things they did and all this, like, okay, you know, I can do this too. And yeah.
Imagine though, if she sat down on her dreams, mm-hmm. if she sat on her goals, yeah. and she never did it because it was too hard.
Right.
Because it was too difficult to go through because she was a single mother, all yeah. these things. Imagine the impact that she would not have made.
Right.
Like, look at you. You're transforming lives because of this show. Yeah. And had you not been listening to her, because she didn't sit down on her dream, she yeah. kept going. And as a result of that, she inspired you to keep going. Yeah. And so you're helping other people. And those people are probably helping other people too. I mean, it Absolutely. Never ends. We have to just keep going. All of us.
We do.
All of us have a bigger plan out there, and we have to figure out what it is.
Yeah.
The only way we're going to know is if we don't stop.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And gosh, the people that we can help, it just fills your heart with joy. You know, the people that we can help. And like we said earlier in the show, our story is not for us anyway, it's for someone else. And that is something that stuck in my mind. I was such a, I still am, reserved, introverted kind of person, but this stuff fuels me. It's like, oh, I can't wait to share because I know what it's doing for someone else. Your story is helping so many people.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you. Yeah, you're right. Our stories are not for us.
No. And if you can do it, someone, you can get out of the locked-in syndrome. You could do this. My God. We are limitless. You are limitless.
We all are limitless. We just have to realize the power that we have inside of us. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of times we walk around thinking that we are not as powerful as we really are. Mm-hmm. But when you start to shine, when you start lighting up the world with the essence of you, you start to realize that you are limitless and it is contagious. And then somebody else will listen to your story and then they're going to light up too. And they're going to light up someone else. So just keep doing that.
Absolutely. That's it. That's beautiful. That's an awesome way to end the show too, that you are limitless and no matter what, you can do it. You can fulfill your dreams just with a pinky move. You can do it. Yeah. And any last little comment in our last minute here?
You know what? I always say small moves make a big difference. So don't think that the small moves you're making today is not going to make a difference tomorrow. Keep going.
Absolutely. Yes. Keep going. And everyone, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you, Brice. I so appreciate you being here, taking the time to spend with me and the audience.
Anytime.
And absolutely. We'll do it again. Thank you everyone for tuning in, and remember every Friday 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, we'll be here with stories of overcoming and hope and the resilience of the human spirit. See you next Friday. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to Transformation with Martinet. Real, raw, and vulnerable conversations. Listen or watch live every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on transformationtalkradio.com as Martinet and her guests have deep, meaningful conversations, sharing empowering stories. Step into your passions and lead with your heart. If you are ready to accept and love you for you, visit martinetemmons.com and start allowing transformation to happen today.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.